future. Welcome to Run Talk.
Hello and welcome to Run Talk, where I share my journey and thoughts and ramblings of my life as a hobby runner. So let's get started. Basically, I thought I'd start this podcast just to talk about some of the philosophies and training methodologies and running related topics. This year, I'm setting out to do a half marathon in July and a full marathon in October. And I'm trying a completely different approach this year. So I've been running for 4 years now. And I guess, as probably a lot of runners experience, I've had the ups and downs of injuries and from my perspective, from reviewing the last few years, I feel like a lot of the problems have come from being impatient, not letting my body adapt to the training stimulus and just pushing myself too hard. So living in a all pain, all gain type of mentality. So this year I'm not following any training plans. I'm going completely intuitive with my training. I'm using things like HRV, which is heart rate variability, as an assessment each day. I'm also just listening to my body about how I feel. So if I've got a bit of a twinge somewhere or some tightness or some soreness, I'm less likely to go out and run on that given day, whereas in the past I'd ignore those things and just keep pushing through. I'm really trying to focus on strategies like sleep and fueling, making sure I'm doing lots of aerobic training, base miles, so low heart rate type training, just to make sure that I'm trying to sensibly build that base and not overstimulate. More, I think, from my perspective, the bigger problems I've had have been musculoskeletal type related issues rather than respiratory and fitness. I am in my 40s, so I'm finding, as someone who hasn't done a lot of fitness in earlier years, that the body is really struggling to adapt and keep up with all the workload that I'm putting on it. I did run a half marathon last year and I didn't have the most ideal lead up to it, but I pushed on anyway. I ran hard in the marathon because I was trying to get a PR, which I did get a PR, but I didn't get the time I was trying to get. I was trying to get a sub 130 half, and I pushed hard to try and get that, but I ultimately didn't have as much strength as fitness. I felt like my glutes failed me that day. I ended up coming in at a 136, but it was still a PR. This year's going to be a little bit different. After the half last year, I came up with, pulled up with a bit of an injury, but it was a very strange, nondescript type injury. It was never really diagnosed as anything. Lots of treatments, but not really being able to get the problem resolved. It was almost like an ITB type knee problem, but it was not quite in the right place for that. It was a bit lower down below the knee. It was more of a neural type issue. Ultimately, I think it was coming from just too much tension in the chain, that the leg was just overworking all the time. And I was getting a lot of nerve type pain, almost sort of on the side of the calf, almost the tibialis posterior, somewhere around that area. So ultimately that took me, well, in the end I stopped running completely. So I had the first month I've ever had not running at all. But to compound that, I had a fall when I had this problem, which was not really related to the problem, but I had a fall where I misplaced my foot in on a footpath that had a drop off the edge, and I literally missed the edge of the footpath and completely pulled. Got a grade 2 tear in the ankle. It blew up open, and ultimately that's what stopped me from running for a period of time. And it took a very long time to heal. It was about 12 weeks of rehab before I was sort of getting out of pain. At that point, I was, even though the pain had gone, I had a lot of stiffness, so I had some treatment on that, and had the ankle pulled and cracked by an osteo, which released it, but then the tendons weren't responding, so I had some dry needling to get the tendons to respond. And after about 3 or 4 sessions of dry needling, things really started loosening up. And now, well, since probably December last year, I've been progressively building up my base again after about, I think it was probably 13 weeks of not really running any serious kilometers. So I've started slowly, I've been very patient, I've taken a whole new approach. I'm not following any training plan, as I said before. I'm just intuitively training, and that's really what I wanted to sort of capture in this podcast, the intuitive nature of this sort of method. So like for instance, today I was planning on doing a 16K long run today. I was all prepped for it. I did a nice easy session yesterday. Did some a couple of warm-up Ks, went up to the track, didn't do any like high intensity interval stuff. I was just doing some some drills and just adaptive type sessions to try and get the stimulus, just to get some leg turnover, motor skill development type stuff. Nothing heavy, nothing intense, not a lot of volume. I think the whole run was about 8 Ks. A little bit of barefoot strides just to get again that extra sort of stimulus and neural sort of feedback. So yesterday was a nice easy session, and I woke up today and I just didn't quite feel right in my left hip flexor. I did some trigger point work, did a little bit of stretching, went and did a body balance class this morning, which I do a couple of times a week just to help keep everything loose and flexible. It's good for stretching, it's good for strengthening, it's a good all over type of workout. So I do try and do that at least twice a week if I can. And after that, I did a little workout in the gym, just a half an hour session, which was, pretty much body weight stuff, a little elliptical warm up, just a few minutes on the rower, some skipping, some box jumps, some farmer carries. But when I was doing the box jumps, I was really feeling that left hip flexor tightening up, so I did a bit more trigger point there in the gym. I got a barbell and just rolled out on the TFL. And yeah, at that point I decided I was going to pull the run today. It just I felt like from past experience, if I'd have pushed through and done that, it would have turned into a bigger injury. Whereas right now it's not really an injury, it's just not feeling right, so I've decided to rest today. When I took HRV this morning, I had a 9 score, 1 to 10, so a 9 was good, that was all good to go. But I decided, based on just how that particular one muscle group was feeling, that it was a better decision not to run. So today's become a rest day, and that's part of the intuitive planning. I did think, you know, I'm saying I'm not planning, but I did have in mind that I'd probably run about 16 Ks today. But some days I don't actually know what I'm going to run. I'll go out and start running and see how I feel for a couple of Ks. And then depending on how that feels, I may turn left to go home, so to speak, or turn right to keep going. And at every sort of option to go short or go longer, I'll sort of assess that as I get to that based on how I'm feeling, based on temperature, fatigue, assessing any sort of tight spots in the muscles and so forth. So that's a little bit about me, a little bit of history, a little bit about what I'm doing. This year, as I was saying before, I'm planning on doing the half marathon in July and the full marathon in October. Now, I've never done a full marathon before. I've never been able to get to the volume. I've always broken before I've got to the volume that I need to. So this time's different. I'm trying to really make sure I incorporate some good strength routines in there as well. And I just really, I'm going to discuss and talk about different things as they come up from day to day or week to week, as I try and get to my goal of running the half in July and the full in October. So it's an exciting journey for me, and I'm hoping that somebody out there will enjoy listening to it, and maybe it'll give you a bit of inspiration to listen to your body as well, and realize that it's not all no pain, no gain, that we can be kind to our bodies and look after ourselves, and still achieve our goals, hopefully. But we'll say it's an experiment of one, as they all are. And I'll talk about all different aspects along the way as far as recovery, nutrition, training, and anything else that comes along. I also coach primary school kids. I run a running club for the primary school kids once a week, so I'm sure there'll be some nuggets of information coming out of that too, because kids have got wonderful movement patterns and they have lots of fun and play with the running, so it's definitely a fun experience. So I think at this point I'll wrap up for today. Hopefully you've enjoyed what you've heard. Subscribe and check out or listen for further podcasts coming along. And if you've got any feedback, please feel free to just drop me a line. All the best and have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Run Talks over. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy Run Talks.